They, most of the people up there, they can't use tractors, you know, them hills. They have to have mules. Tractors be sliding down. Now you take Dr. Wood's daddy. Your granddaddy got me to take a bull up there to Roanoke, Alabama. And I went up there and I got your granddad laughing when I come back. I tell him, I said, you ever seen a wheel tied in the yard? But he looked at me and said, you think you so damn smart, don't you? I said, well, I seen a wheel tied in the yard. Oh, you ain't neither. I said, yes, I have too. I explained it to him. Dr. Wood's daddy had a dug well. Had a curb around it, you know, and had it float over top and had a leaky pump sitting up there on top. And had a cable run around that curving and went up to an oak tree. Keep that curving from sliding down the hill, you know. Must have when Dr. Wood's daddy died, must have went up there to the funeral. Must have come back and tell me, he said, you sure told the truth, sir. I got some water right out of that well. He said, that cable tied is. I told my tenor, I said, they have to. I said, one of them mules up there's got on one side of got long legs, and the other side got short legs. I said, how come that? I said, so they can ply around them hills.
what kind of soil is here, you know, because?
Well, it's more sandy soil than it is up there. That's clay soil. Now you can find good soil down around foot of them mountains up in there. And make anything.
Mountains where?
Up North Georgia, North Alabama.
What do you call that kind of black land, like rich land?
Oh, I know, just call it bottom land.
Yeah, it's down around the bottom, right?
Papa said one time, a steamboat coming up the river.
Yeah.
Said, old nigga Klein out there. And said, old nigga, every time, he always begging for chew tobacco, you know. So he had that steamboat coming up the river. So he stopped the mule tied to a tree and went down after the landing. And the steamboat, I suppose, stopped at that landing, didn't have nothing to put off there. All that nigga waved for him to come up back. The pilot shot the boom up there. He threw the gangplank out there for a walk in. The nigga walked in and said, told the captain, said, I should stop y'all want me to chew tobacco. Of course, they got that nigga and put him across the turpentine bow and got a strop. Said he never did ask nobody else for a chew tobacco.
Yeah.
That steamboat, I hear your granddad talking about it.
Took some navigating to get up that river, I imagine.
Man, that steamboat didn't care for that. But I think each seaming was 1,000 horsepower. It pushed the barge in front of it, 1,000 bales of cotton on it, too. And Papa said he used to order fish, and it come Fort Gaines. Papa said he ordered 550 pounds of fish every week. And that steamboat bring it up down at the landing before it came. Paul said the freight on it wasn't really but 50 cents. From Apalachicola, Florida, here. I was down at Apalachicola not so long ago. I started riding one Sunday. And I had that truck brand new, so I'd break it in going down
there. Yeah.
And I went down there. Had an old fellow there. They were around there. That big fish was there. I mean, had a big outfit. And he got talking about old time and everything. He asked me my name. I told him. He said, used to be a... He said, where you from? I said, I'm from Fort Gaines, Georgia. He said, used to be a J.B. Jones. Used to order fish from me. And I said, that was my daddy.